Below us is Ogigahama Beach. It's officially open in July and August. They have dance competitions here during a festival called the Benkei Matsuri, held here on the first weekend of October. I also often come here to watch the sunset. It's so beautiful.
What a great view.
This is Tanabe Bay. To the left or south, you can see Shirahama Onsen. The buildings are hotels, and if you look carefully, you can see the Ferris wheel of Adventure World Amusement Park on top of the mountain.
I think I see it. It's right through there over top of the blue building, right?
That's right. On the right or north side of the bay is a point called Tenjinzaki.
Tenjinzaki. The small round island over there with the white house on top? Or the lighthouse?
That's right. Tenjinzaki is very close to the local people's hearts. At low tide, a flat rocky shelf is exposed. It's a very popular recreation spot. People enjoy fishing, swimming, snorkeling, and diving.
Really? Is there lots of fish out there?
Oh yes, the kuroshio or black current in the Pacific Ocean flows by here from the south, bringing with it a diversity of marine life. There are many reefs close by, which slows the warm water down. The seaside forest supplies nutrients to the water and keeps the water clean by preventing erosion of mud and sand. The ocean, coast, and forest are connected as one rich ecosystem.
Wow, such an important place so close to the city. That's great.
Yeah, but we almost lost it.
What?
In 1974, there was a plan to build exclusive vacation homes there.
No.
The local people lobbied the government, but nothing happened, so they did something totally different. They raised money and bought the land themselves to preserve it. It's now protected as a national trust site.
That's fantastic. We need more of that kind of grassroots environmental movement in the world today.
Hey, would you like to go to Tenjinzaki snorkeling sometime?
Sure, I'd love to.
Should I wear a bikini?
Bikini?